Thank you. Okay, well, for Wednesday afternoon, Ninth of Dalet Iyar, we're going to call it Shir number 51. I lost count, but we're going to call it 51. And we're learning Derech Hashem, and we're in section 2, 3, and we are actually hopefully finishing up Parak 3, the last few paragraphs. We're up to Paragraph 11, but we'll begin with Paragraph 10. But the Derech Hashem has been doing is in this Eric at length, he's been picking up for the rabbis. What do I mean? What do you mean he's picking up for the rabbis? What am I talking about? The worst part of being a rabbi, well, there's a lot of bad parts to being a rabbi, but the worst part is you have people's tzaras. Decent rabbi or a quarter decent rabbi, they share what's going on with them, and many times they want to know, why is this happening to me? So I don't know why, and it's very difficult because they're good people. They want to know why, and they have too many storybooks at home where they remember because they insulted the substitute teacher in fourth grade. Or this happened when they go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he says, your mezuzah is upside down, or whatever. I'm not making fun of these things. It's just, if you want to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I'll be more than happy to pay for your trip and leave me alone. Like, I don't know. So, in general, I have a sheet, a grada. In general, I say to tighten the screws, you know, or in the lotion of Stephen Covey in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit number 7 is sharpen the saw. So he says it. I say tighten the screws. He says sharpen the saw. Meaning, you know, we're loose in many things, and we can tighten our Avodas Hashem. And then once we think about tightening our Avodas Hashem, then we don't know where to start. Because, what do I do? And for a man, it's much worse. For a man, there's always Bittul Torah, which is, you know, which is a major, major thing. And so, but well, so I'm happy about Derech Hashem, Chelek Beis Perek Gimel, because by the time he finishes the Perek, you don't know why, like your head's spinning. There can be so many reasons why things are happening to you. And you mamish need a Navi, I mean, or real heavy-duty Ruach HaKodesh to really know why something's happening to you. You know, So what's the point? I mean, then there's a Gemara that people know. The Gemara simply says if things are happening to a person, you fashmesh b'ma'asav, or you mashmesh b'ma'asav, which is essentially saying tighten the screws. You know, be bodek what you do, how you're living. And there's always... There's always want to be mesakein. Will that take away the problem? You know, who knows? You know, many times the problem doesn't go away. Many times the problem happened already. But you know, then you learn the Ramchal here and Derech Hashem, and you really you see that that's all you could. I happen to have a sheet though. An opinion, a philosophy, that your neshama knows. You have your neshama, or maybe call it your lave, or your neshama, have an intuitive. You say, you know, I know what I'm doing wrong. You may not know the link, but you know, people, if they, you know, they have this intuition of where their lives need tikkun. of where their lives need tikkun. But that's, you know, a private philosophy of mine, that if you do a little hisbodedus a la Breslov, or Chovis Alvogus also talks about the tremendous quality of hisbodedus, then you know. Like, it's sort of like, you know, you wake up at 3 in the morning and you can't sleep, and you know what you have to do. You know you're not acting correctly in a certain... But that's, you know, I'm either right or wrong, and nobody will ever prove it, you know. Because my point is, it's intuitive in your neshama. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. But you learn the Ramchal, and you really... So all you can do is tighten the screws. All you can do is the Gemara really means Yifashvish B'maisa, and you could really figure out why. Because there's Midah Keneged Midah, and maybe you could make an association with Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sefer and the Sifas Musar. And Shmuzin, he used to say, talks about being able to figure out a connection with Midah Keneged Midah. Maybe sometimes you can do that.
For yourself and not for someone else.
Well, we're talking for yourself. We're talking when something happens to a person. You learn the Ramchal, and the possibilities are really endless. It could be a wake-up call to do tshuva. It could be so that you don't have to go to Gehenna. It could be to an Isayon. It could be to benefit others. And sometimes the bigger the tzaddik, the more he'll suffer. And sometimes the bigger the tzaddik, the more he'll suffer, because he's suffering for Bnei Doro. There's such a concept. And he gets Yisurim for Bnei Doro. And he has to accept it. And sometimes it's something that's cosmic, we learned last time. It goes beyond being mechaper for a particular person, or dragging a particular person into Olam Haba with you. But it's a tikkun olam, which is, you know, I don't like the phrase, but here it fits. That there's a cosmic tikkun that the world needs. It was created with Hashem's face, or panecha, hidden to varying degrees. And the more it's hidden, the more tzaros there are. And the tikkun is to undergo, like a kur habarzel, to undergo a forge, to forge in fire, and to have yisurim. And always yisurim means to be mekabalit with the correct attitude, not to get angry at Hashem or resentful, but to be mekabalit with whatever simcha or svius ratzon that you can muster up. But that's what Perek Gimel essentially is here in Chelek Beis. It's various sibos that could bring to things happening to people. So we'll continue. Now he's up to the last one. There was a list of around 6-7 things. Now he's up to the last one, which is, if the one before didn't sound so Jewish, because it talked about suffering for someone else's sins, but of course he says clearly it's all based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. It's all based on the principle that all the Jews are, all Yidden are interconnected. Really one neshama, one nefesh. But now he talks about the end of Perek Gimel. He talks about reincarnation. And what's happening to you might be happening to you because you came down to this world now as a reincarnation of a previous life, Gilgal, a previous life. And you're going through something now, either to be mesakein what you messed up in the past life, or to perfect what you failed to perfect in the previous life. And this neshama has a job to perfect it, and there's all sorts of rules. If you want to study, you know, Gulim, some say you can't come down more than 3 times, you only have 3 shots at it, and sometimes say 7, and sometimes say there's no time frame. Now, this is not something you should rely on if your life is not what you want it to be in terms of Avodas Hashem. Don't say, well, you know, I'll get it the next time around. It's bad enough we sometimes push off things Achrei HaChagim, like that's Achrei HaChagim, next year, after Rosh Hashanah, when I, you know, when my kids move out of the house, I'll stop yelling when my kids move out of the house. And so certainly don't push it off to the next time you're in a Gilgal. That's not a good idea. You don't know, and you don't know, but that's what he says. So we'll do paragraph Yud. But this is, I mean, the Ramchal says everything he says, the Kabbalah. And that's why Kabbalah is called Kabbalah. The reason Kabbalah is called Kabbalah, because it's not written anywhere, and it's a Kabbalah. It's a Mesoras from Moshe Mesinai, this hidden world of Torah, hidden world of things that are not Nigla. So it's called Kabbalah because that's the transmission was and stayed as a Kabbalah. So he spoke about a Malach coming to visit him and revealing things to him. He's not making them up. You know, he didn't decide, you know, I don't want to say the word other religions, it's a terrible phrase, but there are so-called religions which stress the idea of reincarnation. And that's like almost the focus of the religion, and that's like you go through different lives and you have different things to accomplish in each life, and that's life according to those so-called religions. There's a whole religion, so to speak, a whole so-called religion based on the fact that someone suffered for our sins. We're not going to deny that that's there, but it's a Jewish. They took it from the Jews. They took it from this. They took it from ideas that were in the Jews. By the Yidden, as much as we're learning this, and I'm giving these great speeches now, the idea of personal responsibility is paramount. You can't blame it on a Gilgal, you can't blame it on... And then it says in the Gemara, if things are happening to you, you fashrish b'maisov, you mashmish b'maisov, you open up Mesillas Yesharim, and you got to figure out where you're going wrong, what are you doing wrong. And then Mesillas Yesharim, which is the same Ramchal as the Derech Hashem, he's not a twin brother, he's the same person. And Mr. Sharm says, you better figure out, make a cheshbon hanefesh every night. Keep a notebook with you and figure out what you're doing wrong. Keep notes and make a cheshbon hanefesh. And he talks about this in Zahirus, right in the beginning. And he says the difference between your fashfish b'maisov and your mashmesh b'maisov. Mr. Sharm, you know. Mr. Sharm, written by the Ramchal. So, especially nowadays, where there's such a ruach of shirking personal responsibility in the world's cultures, all the world's cultures, it's like you're a meshugana, crazy, racist, reactionary, homophobe if you talk about personal responsibility. You know, that was her rant, and it's to say that that's the culture. The culture, when you get rid of Hashem, right, which the world has become atheistic the last few hundred years, it's no longer Avodah Zarah, it's something much, you could say much worse than Avodah Zarah. When Avodah Zarah, you're connected to something spiritual. It gives meaning to your life. There's a world beyond the physical. Maybe, you know, there's a power out there. Because some others talks about why doing things for self-serving, selfish, self-centered motivation is worse than Avodah Zarah. Because some others devotes a parak to it in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. It's an astounding perek, you know. He's talking about the Avodah Zarah that you get skila for, and it's Yehoreh Val Yavar. But he says in certain ways it's more menschlich, it's more appropriate to the human being than someone that wants to look from and is doing things for self-serving purposes. But that's why it's in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, which is what that whole Shar is about. But Al Kaponim, I'm saying, you know, with all this learning and the Yisurim and the Tzaddik and this and that, like I said, in other so-called religions, like the whole thing is incarnation, right? Reincarnation, that's, or suffering, you know. But by Yidden, the main thing is personal responsibility. That is, every neshama comes down to this world with a role to fill, with things to accomplish. And, you know, we're dealing here with things that may be true. I mean, it may be true in your particular case. Certainly true, but it may be true in your particular case. But it's not really relevant to your everyday life. So the Ramchal is really presenting it as a way of coping, I think. I mean, it's true. I'm not saying he's making it up, Chas V'Shalom. But it's not relevant to my life if I'm a reincarnation. I mean, you know, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know. He doesn't mention that you should act differently if you like think you may be a reincarnation. But it helps cope with things that happen in your life. It helps you cope. Sometimes I'll think it's a wake-up call to do tshuva. Sometimes I think I'm a tzaddik and I'm getting my onish in Olam Hazeh, so I don't have to be punished in Olam Haba. And sometimes I think that it's called Yisrael Arev Himself Hazeh, so I'm being punished. And sometimes this, and sometimes I'll think it's a reincarnation. How do you deal with babies who are born deaf and dumb and blind and, you know, Chas V'Shalom, like really, really genetically autistic? I mean, there's all sorts of sorrows in the world. And how do you deal with a baby that's born that way? Like, reincarnation seems to be the most logical way of understanding it. So, I'm not sure. Hello, I'm sorry. I can't talk. You're going to have to call me after 2 p.m. and it's not so poshut. Call me after 2. So again, you know, no one should say, okay, I'll wait till the next time around. But we'll get him next time. But it held. He's talking about how to cope with things that are very, very sad, very tragic, very puzzling. We all believe that Emunah Shleima, that Kel Emunah Ve'en Ovel Tzadik V'Yosher Hu Atzur Tomim Pa'olol Kichol D'Rachov Mishpat. Right? And this is hard. Sometimes we struggle. You know, it's Hashem being fair. Why me? You know, we don't verbalize it because we know not to. But so this is, you know, this is like a territory. You know, calm, relax. It might be this, it might be that. I don't know if it's a good thing to use by Nicham Avelim. I don't know. I don't know how the person feels. I know, don't say it was a kapara for the door. The guy doesn't want to hear that. Trust me, he doesn't want to hear, oh, it was a kapara for the door. Excuse me, let the door deal with its problems. I want him back. It's not a nichum. I don't think anybody feels good when they hear that the tragedy that happened to them is a kapora for the door. Reincarnation, might be, but since you're speculating, and you know, unless you're ready to say, I know that it's true, well, what, you know. But it's not a chassidish. The Reb Chaim says that it's true, so it's a way of coping. Again, I don't mean Chas V'Shalom, he made it up as a way of coping, Chas V'Shalom. But I don't know what good it does you, you know. Maybe, you know, sometimes a person could feel, because even, let's say, I feel compelled to make a yeshiva, or make a shul, or open a gemach. And I feel compelled, even though we learned already in the Ramchal, in the Derech Hashem, you don't have to feel compelled to do big things that are going to get you into the newspaper, you know, without getting arrested. Wait. You might have come down to this world to work on laziness. You might have come down to this world to work on anger. You might have come into this world to work on being mavater. You might have come down into this world like that. But sometimes people feel a hamshacha, a urging to do something. So it really is enough to say that's why this neshama came down to this world, because we learned that also, that every neshama that comes down to this world comes down with a specific shlichus. You don't have to be a Lubavitcher. You came there. It's not a shlichus from the Rebbe. It's a shlichus from Hashem. It's almost as good. And again, the shlichus might be to work on your minodim lachavero. It might be to daven with kavana. But sometimes it'll be a reincarnation. And you, as I said, you have to either be Hashem is giving you an opportunity. The one theme that we keep seeing is that, you know, if you start off with a statement, you have to be perfect to get into Olam Haba. So, you know, we close our swarm, we walk out, and we go on strike. You know, like, what am I supposed to do? But then the Ramchal gives you so many avenues to reach the perfection, quote unquote, that'll get you into Olam Haba. And he says, we learned it, he says, bottom line is, there ain't that many people that are not getting in. Virtually everyone's going to get in. Which, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. That's good. So there's a lot of what? People might feel an illogical, unexplained, irrational hamshacha. Even to be a doctor, if you know it's not to make money, but b'chashem nowadays that the science is over, doctors don't make money anymore. And you have hamshacha to, like, maybe you might be in a reincarnation, and this is what you came down to do, to be misakein. You killed someone b'shogeg 850 years ago, and you're going to come down now to save people's lives, and that's going to be your tikkun. That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
I saw it myself. There was someone got in coma from knowing this, because
the reincarnation.
Yeah, the idea that she had to marry late and trying to get pregnant, she finally had twins, and they lived a few hours.
Yeah, that.
That's
the only reasonable explanation. That's the only reasonable explanation, and that's why it comforts people, because, again, you know, not very few people are the Madrega that says, you know, Hashem did it, I'm okay with it, or, you know, but that's in such cases that works, yeah, and that's the only explanation for it. I mean, irrational that we can. Some people, you know, there's a Madrega where you don't need explanations for anything. That's what the Chazal always talks about. Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon number 27 and 28, right? But the reincarnation certainly helps. Okay, so let's go back to paragraph Yud. Ocher Shechad, one more. Ocher Shechad, we were up to. Oh, that's too far back. I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll go to 11. We're up to 11. Well, 10 introduces the idea of reincarnation. And he says, you're there either, I'll just say it quickly, Ba'al Peh, you're there either to be misakin what you messed up, or to perfect what you failed to perfect. And your Olam Haba Din, the judgment that decides if you're going into Olam Haba, or you will cease to exist, will be the sum total of all your reincarnations, all your life cycles. Gan Eden and Gehenna, not Gan Eden and Gehenna. I'm going to deal with this past life that you just finished. That's going to be, it's going to deal with that life. But Olam Haba, in the Ramchal's world, this Gan Eden and Gehenna, just they're just stop-off stations, right? We don't go non-stop. We don't fly non-stop into Olam Haba. We have a stopover. We stop over in the Gehenna or Olam Haba. Or Gan Eden, sorry. So he says that's determined. The Mefarshim explained that's determined by you, the life that just ended. But Olam Haba is the sum total of everything. And so sometimes what's happening to you is happening to you because you have to live through it because of a previous Gilgal. You might be poor in this life because of something you did in a previous Gilgal. That's what he's saying. That's a possibility. And the point is, again, there's no ashma to Hashem. It's perfectly calibrated, perfectly figured. Paragraph 11. Nimtzu l'fi kol ma shebiyarnu. And now he's going to sum up, sort of. So according to everything we explained in this Perek Gimel, Sibu shonos from his chalfos, they can be very different and even opposite. Opposite reasons, l'mikre b'nei ha'odam olam hazeh, to explain what's happening to me in olam hazeh. It could be the result of an avera, it could be because I'm a huge tzaddik, and I'm suffering for others' sins, and it could be, I'm a benoni, and it's hisorus to do tshuva. Im l'tov, im l'mutav. That's an expression which means l'tov, or it's opposite. V'omnom ein ha'inyon, and don't think I mean shekol mikra, that everything that happens to you, is a result of all the reasons. It's not, don't think I mean that. All of these reasons that I just went through and elaborated on and explained, from there, from this pool of reasons, some things will happen because of this reason, and some things will happen for a different reason. Acherim yisibu acheris. V'omnam hachochmo ha'elyona hayodas, who knows every person's hanhogus, every person's mission in life. U'mashkafas tomid, it's always looking out. Al-Komash hu no'us l'tikun klal habriya. Remember, you always have this cosmic overview of the world, even like separate from the people in it. It's like the world was created, the world is missing Or Hashem in the degree that it's supposed to have it, and it's things have to happen in the world, upheavals, all sorts of things. People have to be punished, but it's all a way for the world to reach its tikkun. Hinei hishokeles, the chokhma elyona is weighing everything. Omek atzoso kol hadvarim biyachad. We can't fathom this. This is like beyond. Each particular cheshbon is beyond our hasadvus. But then to say that Hashem makes this, I don't know, maybe call it a challenge, maybe not. Hashem like doles out what's appropriate for that person, for this time, for this circumstance, picks out exactly what fits and what's appropriate and what makes sense. This is what runs the world with all of its specificities. I don't know why he thinks he has to spend so much time explaining this. He says, don't think I mean all the sibus, because all the sibus could be contradictory. They're not going to agree. According to this reason, you should be poor, and according to that reason, you should be rich. And according to this reason, you should be smart, and according to that reason, you should be not smart. And according to this reason, you should be born to firm parents. And according to that reason, you should be born to not from parents. And according to this reason, you should be born in Monsi. And according to that reason, you should be born in Yerushalayim. They're not going to all stem. It's not going to work. doesn't make sense. They're not all geared. They're not Ki Tomid Bomin Rabos Evshala Achas Katakish as Chaverta. Contradictory. If you could just focus on one of the Gine Derech Marshal. Evshala Vishusa Avos. Remember there was something of Shusa Avos. That something might be happening to you because of something your grandpappy did. Only Hashem knows when that's appropriate. He should be rich. But according to his actions, he should be poor. And according to the cosmic root of how the world's going, he could be Osher or Oni. It could be either one. Either one would fit into what's happening with the world. Even if we would just focus on Masim, he could do a certain action, he could do something. One for one, matching grants. And then he might have done an Avera, and the punishment for the Avera is not to have that good thing happen to him. So, Vulam Achachmo Ha'elyono Shokeles, that is Hashem's. And remember, it's like Hashem knows also what we're thinking, and Hashem also knows what our motivations are. And Hashem knows also if we're just playing to the crowd, if we really mean to be Oved, it's Hashem. And Hashem knows if we're Oved Hashem Besimcha or not, which is such a major, major thing you see in the Chumash and Torah. The Chafetz Chaim stressed it so much, and many stress it so much, that you have to be Oved Hashem Besimcha. So everything is literally mind-boggling. It's more than mind-boggling. It's beyond comprehension. But Achokhmo Ha'elyono Shokelos U'machras V'sakol Al-Tzala Yoseh Tov is Midas HaRachamim is a governing... That's good. Midas HaRachamim is a governing force. U'mazmanes L'chol Ish V'ish Inyonim Mimin Echod Inyonim Mimin Acher. You get a mix. Hashem mixes it up, you know. Fastball, curve, change up. Hashem doesn't always throw you the same ball. Doesn't always throw you the same curveball, right? Sometimes it's a change-up. It's called. See, I'm remembering all the things I knew. Pirish nimshachim. What?
Change-up.
Change-up is when the ball, the pitcher, it's a kind of pitch, and the ball starts off slow and then speeds up. Or maybe it's the other way around. Starts off fast and then slows down. There's a way to throw it. It's called a change-up. Pitcher usually has a fastball, a curve, and a change-up. That's the repertoire of a good pitcher. And if he's a little cheater, he has a spitball, it's called, which is illegal. So Hashem mixes the pitchers. That's what the catcher, you ever watch a baseball game? You know what the catcher's doing there? He's going like this, he's making funny signals with his hands. That's what he's doing. He's making a signal what the pitcher should throw, what kind of ball. The catcher is like supposed to be a brainy guy and knows each hitter. And know, this is like what we're learning about. He knows each hitter, what is his strengths, what is his weaknesses, and calls the pitch accordingly. Pirish, so nimshachem achar achas hasibo, Hashem, something happens, v'inyonim nimshachem achar sibo achar, something's happened because of this reason, something's happened because of that reason. Omnam lo yikra mikol ha'odom, nothing will happen, shlo yik fi achas min hasibo shosacharnu. We covered everything, says the Ramchal. You want to review it? Review this parak in Chelek Beis. It's impossible for a person to be privy to the specifics of what's going on, to why this particular thing happened to him. You know enough if you learn this over. Now again, what do you walk away with? It's not... Doesn't do any good to just walk away like having learned all this in a safer and more knowledgeable than the person that didn't learn it. So again, I say, In terms of actions, we should always, again, we can view it essentially as Yifashvish v'maisav, Yimashvish v'maisav. Whether we call it a wake-up call, or we call it a punishment, it almost doesn't matter, because that's the nature of a punishment too in Hashem's eyes. The nature of a punishment is to get us to become better people. Whether we could figure it out or we can't figure it out, I don't know. But that's how we should live. What about all these other things that the Ramchal says? So again, my opinion is that you can't live like that, because we're never privy to it. So we don't know what's happening. But we do know what the Gemara says. The Gemara is Nigla. The Gemara says, Yifashvish v'maisav, Yimashvish v'maisav.
What?
It means go over your day. Make a cheshbon about how you're acting. See what you're doing wrong. Tighten the screws. Sharpen the saw. Become a better person. Daven better. Give more tzedakah. Do more chesed. Everybody could stand improvement in virtually every area of their lives. You can improve. Again, a man is even easier because of Bittul Torah. So, and all these other things, I think, are coping mechanisms. And again, I don't mean coping mechanism that that's why he thought of them. But I think, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone will have a better shot. I don't think that's all it's good for, is a coping mechanism. If I have no other way of coping with someone that died tragically, so I'll look here in the Ramchal and I'll see why it might have happened. Okay. And now he categorizes all things. He makes a general categorization. Wulam Torah Shateda, paragraph 12. Shamikim akarim lufnei adam, yesh behem shnei minim. Ha'achad mikim tachlisiyim, v'sheni yamtsoiyim. Things that happen to you could have, that could be the purpose, the goal. That's what was supposed to happen to you. And sometimes things will happen to you as a way of making something else happen. Pirish tachlisiyim, that's from the word tachlis. Mikrim shiyun exorim ala adam, something that was decreed should happen. Lios ruyim lo, that are appropriate to happen to him. Mitzad achas mehasibos shosachanu lamala, for one of the many reasons that I listed in this perek. But emtsoiyim, meaning their, what's the English word? Their, they make something else happen. They're not the goal. They're the medium. They're the medium. What? The catalyst or something else. So the medium. The medium to make something else happen. They're not the end goal. They're not the end goal. It's a means to an end. That's right. The emtsoiyim mikrim sheyikrulo, things that happen, kedei she'al yodom, through them, yagilo mikra acher sheroyilo. V'hu kinyin otcha Hashem kionav to be. Now that's amazing. Now this is like, I thank you, Hashem, for being angry with me. Now, according to what we learned, I could list you six reasons why I would thank Hashem for being angry with me. But the Ramchal picks one, and he says, as an example of, like, this wasn't supposed to happen, it's just so you should find the buried treasure. This is the guy that misses the plane, and the plane crashes. Shapirshu chachameinu zuchonim levracha, shenishbo regal paroso v'nachlo, right? A poor guy and then one para and the para's leg broke and he finds a treasure. That's Aramaic for treasure. It's not my wife's name. Or maybe it's to save him from something happening, like the plane crashed. He missed the plane crashed. He didn't have planes, so he talks about a boat. So that's just a means to save him. But again, you don't know. It might have happened for your sake. So maybe it was for your son's sake. So that your son shouldn't be missing a mother. So your son shouldn't be missing a father. So again, it's something we don't know. But realize, if having said everything, that not everything is the end. Not everything is the goal. Not everything that happens is the bottom line. It could be it's happening in order to cause something else to happen. And again, Chachma Elyona is going to figure everything out. Rest assured, it's in good hands. Just like I just got through saying that the Chachma Elyona will figure out which of the reasons to use and what you deserve and what you don't deserve and what should be happening to you, etc., etc., etc. So this also the Chachma Elyona will figure out. Tishar Gamken HaEmtzayim Shal Yodom Yagillo. He'll figure out what are the means to an end, you know, to achieve a certain result. Achi Motzei HaKol Nigzar V'Tachlos HaDikta L'mah Shehoye Yoyse Toyit Be'emnes. He's supposed to come late to the meeting. It's better for you. So you'll come late to the meeting. There'll be a million reasons why you're late. Okay, so that's how he ends up here, and we'll continue Bez Hashem next time with Eric Dowell.
I have a question regarding what you said on Sunday about the Yisroel, that if you don't talk to them or you don't see Hashem in them, then you don't know what I'm about.
Sorry, what?
But, on Sunday, you said that if a person gets Yisroel, it doesn't accept them, Hashem, or complains about them, then he does, the Yisurim don't clean him out.
That's what the, although this happens to say it, but the Ramchal says it too. If your attitude is a negative one, and you're angry at Hashem, and the central b'chulu, it does not work. It doesn't wipe away.
But
that's what he says.
Does the Yisurim clean you from the agarot that you did in the past?
The what? It doesn't work. That's a... Maybe it's a chiddush, maybe it's not a chiddush. It only works if you accept the Yisurim with the right attitude. That Hashem knows what He's doing, and Hashem is everything l'tova, and I don't know why this is happening to me, but I know it's from Hashem, and therefore I know it's not some mean, inexplicable coincidence, terrible happening that's happening in my life. There's a message here, Hashem is doing it for a reason. I'm sure the reason is good, and I accept it. That's called the basic good attitude.
That's the only way to...
That's what he says, you know. That's what the